There's the laws of Nida. Ne'emar b'Torah, ve'zartem et b'nei Yisrael metum'otam, ve'yikra tedvav, ve'darshu hakamim, mikan azhara l'b'nei Yisrael, שיפרשו מנשותיהם סמוך לבסטן. That over here there's a law that we learn that B'nai Yisrael have to abstain from their wives not only when they nida, but סמוך לבסטן. That before they get their nida, סמוך. ופרישה זו מדברי סופרים היא. Even though they're learning from a pasuk, it's a אסמכתא. וכמה זמן היא הפרישה? And how long does the person have to abstain? How many intervals before the actual nida itself? Ona. That's what's called ona. Hasimucha levista. How much is it ona? The ona zuhi yom olayla. It's one interval, either a day or a night. Shimayad darkalir od bayom. If the last time she saw was in the day, so then the ona of that coming month would be in the day. What's considered the day, Lenyan? This? From sunrise until sunset. Or the opposite. If let's say she saw a night the last time, so the perisha, the abstention before she gets to nida, would be one interval from night, from sunset until the following morning. That is the deen. Now, וכן אם היה דרכה לראות בלילה, like we just said, פורש ממנה כל הלילה, בין אם דרכה לראות בתחילת הלילה, בין באמצע הלילה, בין בסוף הלילה. Doesn't matter, beginning of the night, middle, or the end of the night. And then, let's take a case where the lady saw in the day, so then the person has to wait one interval before she gets a nida. Now we're not telling you the days that you have to suspect. That we'll get to in another halakha. Which days do you have to be concerned that the lady might get a nida? But whatever days you have to be concerned about, you only have to worry about one interval. You don't have to worry about more than that. Now after the interval is over, then she becomes permissible to the husband again, so long as she makes a proper bidikah. Because since we suspect that maybe the nida came, so therefore could be this dam. So therefore she has to permit herself with a bidika, which is a very important rule. The people are not careful on this. They think, okay, they waited the ona, they waited the interval, samuch, nothing happened. Therefore, let's say you waited the day, sunset came, yes, your wife, anything happened yet? No nida. So the person thinks it's permissible. She's not permissible until she makes a bidika, and the bidika comes out good, so she's permissible until either she gets nida or the next time that one has to suspect for a nida that is going to happen. Now, this can happen more than one moment during the month. It's possible for a lady, as we're going to learn in the future, halakot, to have certain intervals that even though she didn't get the nida yet, that you have to suspect that maybe the nida is going to happen. So these are the most difficult halachot in nida, because when she's nida, we know to keep away. But here she's tehora. Nothing happened yet. So you have to keep in mind these are to do with the calendar. You have to remember these days. If you're not keeping track of the calendar of how many days or intervals or things like this, so you'll pass on these things. And chas v'shalom, a person can transgress at least in Isur de Rabbanan, and it could lead even to Isur de Oraita, because if he's in the wrong time and she becomes Nida, so it can be serious, even though it's serious even if she doesn't. So you see over here, that's the law. HaPerisha be'onas simucha levista, who he ben isha sheyesh la veset kabua, ben isha she'en la veset kabua. This also applies to women, whether they are regulated, that's called the Veset Kabua, where every month they have the Nida on the same time, to have a fixed cycle, or whether a lady does not have a fixed cycle. She's irregular, as we call it. Sometimes she sees at, you know, certain intervals, sometimes she sees earlier or later. Doesn't matter. Whenever she reaches that time where she's apt to see blood, and let's say it's not a set time, so sarik ba'ala lefrosh mimena be'ona binonit. So this is the first ona that we're going to discuss today. A lady is not regulated. Sometimes she sees 25 days, 26 days, sometimes 31 days. Fluctuates from month to month. It's never totally the same. It's never consistent. So such a lady off the bat, without discussing the other times, we're discussing over here at least one of them times, is called Onab Benunit. What does Onab Benunit mean? Day 30. Day 30 from the last seeing. For example, if the last seeing wasn't the day, so you count 30 days from that day, and then that day again would be from sunrise to sunset, she's apt to see. Because usually the nida comes once every 30 days. So therefore, if she has an ona that's not, she has a visit that's not regulated, comes sometimes before 30, sometimes after 30, so therefore, and nothing happened by day 30 yet. Day 30 you have to suspect that it's a month already. Something's going to happen over on day 30 because it comes every 30 days. So therefore, last one she saw during the day, so one has to abstain from sunrise till sunset. Last one she saw at night, one has to refrain from sunset until sunrise. And then all of a sudden the next day, nothing happened. She's only permitted to move to the husband again via a bidika. That after she makes a bidika, and the bidika comes out. Okay, so that is the first case that we discuss over here, that the Chacham Avadia writes, "Sarik lefrosh mimena biyom ha-shiloshim b'meshek kol hayom, u'moter balayla shelefanav u'vim balayla acharav, lachar bedika. Im hayta techilat liyata acharona balayla, poresh mimena biyom shiloshim kol halayla, like we said. V'apenisha be'ona benunit, nohegit b'isha shula pa'amim kodem ona benunit, u'pa'amim achar ona benunit." Like I told you, she sees sometimes 26, sometimes 31, sometimes 28. It goes back and forth. Ulam, here's the chiddush of today. Isha shirigila lir'ot tamid achar ona binunit. She always sees after 30. Kigon shirigila lir'ot pa'amim b'yom lamid bet, pa'amim b'yom lamid dalid. Riyata harona ul'olam ena ro'a b'yom shilishi riyata v'lo kodem lachin. She doesn't see on day 30. She's regulated already to see always after 30. She sees 31, 36, 35. But it's never on day 30 or before. Ena siricha la'us t'yom shiloshim riyata. She ona benonit. So she doesn't have to worry about that day. Because she's already established that she's irregular so much that she doesn't get it within 30. It always happens after. Okay, and now we're going to see in the future daily halachot some of the other days that even though the lady did not become nida yet, that the husband still needs to be punished.